regarding the millage rate. The purpose of this hearing is for the city council members to hear your input and to answer your questions about our current millage rate and the proposed millage rate. Karen, you want to kind of give us an idea of where we are in terms of current millage rate is 9.55?
Correct. If you leave it at 9.55, it increases your revenue, which means that it's technically a tax increase. The other alternative is to roll it back to be revenue neutral, which would be, 8.86. And copies of what has been published on the website of the five-year history, as well as the notice of increase, are in the back.
All right. Do any of the council members have anything that they would like to start off by saying? If not, I'm going to ask Councilman Reed to do the presentation of the slide presentation. Let me get that started for you.
Apologies, given the closeness of it, this is basically out there. Here we go. This is purely for informational purposes, so that everybody understands what a tax increase would necessarily do to them and their house on average. I understand that everybody is different. Everyone has a different value to their home, change of value based off of the homestead exemption and so forth, but this is based off of the full average of the city. Can you go next slide?
Give me a second. I'm trying to get things lined up so I can see if somebody tries to get in the meeting, I can let them in.
So, two tables. The first table on the left shows the years 2014 through 2021. What the assessed value of homes for Mountain Park was from 2014 to 2021. The millage rate that was in effect at each time, and the taxes assessed at that time. So in 2021, the home values jumped from 22.9 million to 26.8 million on average. And if it were to stay at 9.55, the taxes assessed would be $255,748 in total. Moving to the revenue neutral millage rate of 8.86, would change it to a tax revenue collection of $237.27.
$237,000.
Apologies. This is not my first meeting today. the current rate, that's running off the page there for some reason.
I know.
So the current rate of 9.55, 255,000, revenue neutral, 237,000, that would be a total difference of $18,478. Or dividing that equally among 292 houses would be a $63.28 increase annually for the tax dollars. So again, everybody would be different based off of their individual home values.
Next question.
So really, can I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
So really, when you say that, divided equally, everybody gets whatever you just said. What did you just say? The amount?
$63.
That's not even relevant, because it isn't equal. It's based on the value of your house.
Right.
Based on the value of your house.
And all the values went up.
Yes, and all the values have gone up like 35%. So I don't think I know what you're saying, but I think that's a misleading thing to say that your tax will go up $16 when that's maybe somebody's will, but.
But that's on average, I guess.
That's on average across all home values. Your home value may be more than somebody else's.
Right.
It may be less than somebody else's.
But so, it's better to say it's going to be this percentage of the increase of your current home value. Do we have that number by any chance? The percentage of increase it would be?
It's 7.5 9, as was advertised in the notice.
Okay.
Back which way?
That's a percentage of your, okay, of your assessed value.
Percentage of your increase in tax.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So are you saying that the average value of a home currently right now in Mountain Park is $255,000?
Mm-hmm. No. What I'm saying is that total revenue collected based off that millage rate, based off of all the home values of Mountain Park, okay, would be $255,000, okay, if the millage rate were left at 2.5.
Okay. And is that based off of average price of a home?
That's based off of the Fulton County tax assessor's value of each individual home in Mountain Park.
Okay.
But the actual increase in dollars will be much different than that, because if your home has increased in value by $70,000, there's going to be that increase dollar value to your taxes plus whatever the increase of millage rate is. So this is a little, I mean, I think it's a little bit, it is a little bit misleading, because there will be an increase just because the value went up. And then there's an increase on top of that of the millage rate value that could be reduced if you stay neutral. See, here's the thing, the city is going to get more money whether you change the millage rate or not because of the increased values, isn't that true?
Yes.
No.
No, if we change the millage rate, if we lower the millage rate to remain revenue neutral, we get the same amount of money as we got this year, as we got the year before. It's revenue neutral.
I don't think so, because see, if my house was $200,000 last year, mm-hmm, and it's $200,000 and it's $400,000 this year,
right,
then my taxes are going to double based if the millage rate stays the same. So my output of money is going to be much greater. And then if you keep the millage rate the same,
right, that's what council has discussed, is increasing the revenue stream by leaving the millage rate the same and the increased values of the homes,
but I think
increase revenue. But if you lower that millage rate, your $400,000 home, you may not pay any more taxes because of the lower millage rate than you did when it was a $250,000 home.
I think it will. I think because the value, the actual value of the home is what determines the cash outlay to the homeowner in relationship to that millage rate. So you would have to lower the millage rate by the percentage of the increase.
Right. And that's a fair point that you're making. But again, we're working on cumulative totals.
I understand.
So
I'm just saying
it will be different depending upon how much the value
is. It's misleading to say that the increase is $63, because that would be the increase if home values stayed the same. Home values have not stayed the same. So those we're going to all be paying out more money no matter what you do here, unless you lower the millage rate by the percentage of increase in value of the homes.
And that's precisely, you're right, but that's precisely what we're talking about. Should we keep it at 9.55, or should we lower it to the revenue neutral number of 886? Yeah, 8.86.
Yep.
First meeting of the day, 8.86, which would mean that the city collects the same amount of revenue.
Now, does it mean that each individual pays the same amount as they paid last year?
But see, if values stayed the same, I don't know. I just think that it's misleading.
The values of home, yeah. I understand what you're saying.
Do it,
the values of home have gone up.
Yes.
That's the argument that we're having. The values of home had stayed exactly the same, we wouldn't be having this conversation
right
at all, because if you said a 9.55, it'd be revenue neutral, and there it is.
Yeah. We wouldn't change anything.
Right. Now, your house may have increased, another house may have decreased. There's an offsetting scale, right? In general, most likely most homes in Mountain Park have increased. The good news is we've had, I got you out, Clayton. In general, that's a good thing, right? Home values have increased, right? So the question really before us is this misleading? In the context that you're putting it, yes. In the context I'm putting it, all I'm saying is that should we decrease overall, in totality, it's an $18,400 and some dollar difference, which divided equally among all residents is $63.28. That's not what yours is going to be. That's not what yours is going to be. That's not what yours is going to be. Right? It's going to be different for everybody. But this is purely on average. We're talking cumulative averages. Yes?
Thanks for calling on that. I'm going to try and remember not to work out on the mornings of council meetings.
Yeah.
Lean my arm on the windowsill. So before we get deeper into numbers, I want to understand kind of the big picture. I mean, what citizen is going to say, please raise my taxes, right? I mean, all of us as a citizen are going to want to lower our expenses as much as we possibly can. What government official or council member isn't going to want to cover expenses to run the city in the way that they seems best? And so those two things are naturally kind of against each other if expenses are on the rise. So how do we in this room even begin to know how to answer the question up on the board of the millage rate without understanding kind of the mechanisms in play there? Are the millage rates purely just to cover the expenses in the budget? Is it for other things as well? I mean, it seems that this answer is a function of other things, not just how we feel about numbers on the screen.
And it's a great question. So back in June, July, council set a budget. It had to be June because July started.
Right, this coming. It starts too well.
So the fiscal year for the City of Mountain Park is July to June, right? What City Council does is they set a budget based off of the expenses that they had previously, where they know it was decreased, where they know it was increased, and set a budget. They also look at the revenue that they collected in previous years and set the revenue that they think they're going to bring in. But that is done in advance of receiving the millage rate and millage rate information because of the way the fiscal year falls.
Yes.
What then happens is they say, okay, the city gets the assessment, and Karen, correct me where I go wrong, gets the assessment from Fulton County and says, this is the values. And they say, okay, we're going to take this, we're going to set, this is what your millage rate would be. And it's actually like 50, what's the digest said, 15.72. Then we look at all the other funds that we receive monies for. Lost, special purpose local option sales tax, transportation local option sales tax, so forth. We subtract that out of the money. And then we say, okay, here's the amount of money that we need. Here is the revenue that we need. And so therefore, they calculate the millage rate out. So the millage rate, the money, or property tax revenue, is then bashed up against the budget, and we say, do we need more, do we need less? We are roughly, based off of the budget, roughly at where council said it needs to be. Roughly. We're talking a difference of $18,400 in this if we stayed at 9055 and 18.86. I am speaking for myself only. Is there places in the budget? Absolutely. Is there other places in the budget that we haven't even thought about that are going to be unknown expenses? Absolutely. So the question becomes is, do we want to add $18,400 and some dollars to revenue, or do we want to make it revenue neutral, or do we want to decrease it down some? And so that's how it's gotten to.
So this is, I'm sorry, I didn't mean
to. Yeah, you're fine.
So this is the last mechanism to balance the budget.
Correct.
Because we think we know what the revenue is going to be outside of this source. So isn't the question then what revenue number from taxes do we need in order to achieve a balanced budget? And then that dictates a millage rate to run that calculation, right?
Right. And that's exactly what I just meant.
Scott.
Okay. So I'm just not clear on what that is from what we've covered here. And then the other thing I'll just plan to see, and then I'll hush for a bit. At least a little bit, is I think we're all pretty clear that we're at a time where emotions are high, there are a lot of variables, a lot of complex issues. As a citizen, I don't have the level of clarity that I would ideally like to have in my understanding of all the things in play. And so when we come on a subject like this, I say, well, okay, I like the idea of a balanced budget, but I'm not sure I'm comfortable with the budget that we currently have because of all the variables that have come up in even just the last 6 or 8 weeks. So I would personally like to take a step back and have a closer look at the budget that's driving what we think the military needs to be. I think I can probably speak on behalf of a lot of people in terms of wanting to have a better sense of clarity as to what all is happening.
That's fine. Karen, is the budget out there?
It is. It's on the website.
Yeah. Like, so, Glenn, the budget is there for everyone to see. They can access it, go on the website, and look at it.
And I've looked at it. Okay. But I look at it, and I'm filled with questions, and I think anybody would be. And it's a tough challenge. It's tough for you guys to document it in a way that's clear for us. You know,
that's why we can do an amended budget. It is tough.
All I'm saying is that these are tough, complex matters, and if we all have clarity, then I think we all have very similar intentions of what we want to achieve in our community, and we'll find the right answers by coming at it that way.
What are your questions? Just give me an idea of what kind of questions you have, because we've had the work sessions, we've had the budget discussions, and I just want to see if there's something that maybe we missed or maybe something you just missed.
Yes, and we could probably brainstorm 20 or 30 sitting here as a group, but one would be, what's the relationship between the reserve amounts and other budget line items? Because when I look at the reserves, it seems that they're growing. They seem to be pretty big numbers relative to what our budget is, but I don't see discussion of mechanisms of how those come into play. Or things like the questions around the fire department, or pick a topic, right? That those are complicated things to try and discern just by reading a spreadsheet.
I understand what you're saying, and I can certainly, agree that we need to have some idea of what that would look like. Karen, what did that, when that cul-de-sac fell off the end of Juniper Street, what did that end up costing us?
$200,000, and we're about to spend $240,000 over on Cardinal. So, those are expenses that are coming.
These are things that we see on the horizon. We know they're going to show up. They're going to be there. They're going to happen. We just need to make sure that we're prepared so that we aren't caught short. Scott, you got the floor.
Sorry, just to add to that, right? You're right. These are very complex. To Karen's point, the Cardinal Cove, I'm sure it's up for bid. Once we have a real number, then we can actually budget to that. But I'm sure if we put in $200,000+ into the budget for something, there would be a lot more outcry. And rightly so. I'm not saying it's not justified in any way, shape, or form. Mountain Park and public safety, part of the reason that I pushed for there to be a public safety oversight committee was so that we can get to real answers, take these complex issues and start breaking them down. I had a professor who's famous for saying, how do you eat an elephant? Eat them one bite at a time, right? I think the juxtaposition issue that we're in is that we have to operate as a city, and we have to have a budget to operate on. We have to report to Fulton County what the military is going to be so that they can send out the tax bill, unfortunately. So, we're under time limits. So to put a pause on that and say, let's go back and revisit the budget for the next month or two, we don't really have that bandwidth. That's why the budget was passed way back in January, and that's why we're talking about the military now. I saw two hands, but I'm not sure which one went up first, so I'll start the back and go to the front.
I just wonder, what is the time limit for the decision?
We'll be looking to make a decision on September 15th, but Karen, when does it need to be reported?
It should have been reported a month ago.
What's the deadline?
The deadline is sometime in August.
Tax bills come out October 1st, right?
Well, Fulton County just sent us an approval. They went ahead and proceeded to get approval of their digest with the state. So they'll be mailing out tax bills within the next, I would think, 10 days to 2 weeks for their portion of the bill, and that's your biggest tax liability that you're going to receive. Ours would be due 60 days from the date that they're mailed out, which if we return the digest to them September the 15th, if council actually makes a decision on that date, then it would happen 2 weeks, by the end of September. So that's 60 days from the end of September that your bill is going to be due for the city tax portion.
Did that make sense? Yes, sir.
I've just got a quick question on the notice of property tax increases. It says the tentative increase will result in a millage rate of 9.55 mils, an increase of 0.69 mils. Where's the increase?
From 8.86 to 5.99.
Oh, okay. For what it would be, okay.
That's right.
From revenue neutral.
Yeah,
I'm looking at it, I'm saying 9.55 mils, that's what it is now.
Mm-hmm. To his point, right, it's the way it has to be advertised is a bit different anyway, because in reality, last year it was 9.55. The change in the increase is the fact that home values went up. And so if we left the revenue neutral, we would be voting to go to the millage rate down to 8.86. Sorry, random stray thought. You're exactly right about the whole, nobody wants their taxes to go up. I mean, we all live here too, right? We pay taxes too. So, you know, I don't think anybody up on here is taking any of this lightly because we owe the taxman as well. So, any other questions?
I've got a question.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of talk about, you know, no new taxes and stuff, which, and I my view of this is that in a lot of ways we're in limbo because we don't know really what's going to happen with the public safety issues of, you know, we know for the next 4 months we have a agreement with Roswell. After that, we don't really know what the costs are going to be or things like that. And we don't know that the decision about what to do with the lake has been sitting there for years and years. There's no definitive, you know, we talk about it, but no action has been taken to do any kind of remediation. And those are things that will affect the future of this city very deeply for the purposes of taxes and reserves and those kinds of things. And I think that before any major change happens with budgets, we need to have a very clear picture of what we want to do as a city. Do we want to remain a city? Do we want to have, if we do, how are we going to pay for fire and public safety issues? What is the definitive decision on the lake? Are we going to fix it? Or are we going to let it fill up with silt and be there for 65 years and then be a meadow or whatever? But I think those are decisions that need to be made by the council. That should be the number one priority for the council, to make those decisions. Then you can start making some really, really clear decisions about budgets and millage rates, not necessarily this year, because this is sort of like you're trying to just get by right now. But we need to quit getting by and start having clear goals and take action to fulfill those goals. And so today, my question is, what negative consequences would happen if we do not have that additional $18,000 in the budget?
I'll answer your question and then can I hop on my soapbox?
Sure.
In reality, probably not. Nothing substantial will happen with that $18,000. Do we have enough cash reserves to manage $18,000 should it be warranted? Sure, absolutely. All right, so Bob, you're exactly right. Some of the decisions that are going to be made relying on public safety and the lakes will determine whether Mountain Park is in existence, you know, in 2027 when we hit our 100-year anniversary. You know, Roswell on January 1st could decide the rate they want to charge $385 a person, right? I mean, that's literally their prerogative that's in that resolution that we approved. Council and City Hall and really Mountain Park government in totality owe those answers. And we can't continue to band-aid. It's one of the reasons I really like that Carol has put a referendum in November to decide what do we want to do about the lakes. Because we've been talking about it since when I was on council the first time. Marvin, probably when you were on council. So let's get a definitive answer to what the citizens want to do. But what that leads, and perhaps to your point, is how deeply do we cut? Because if we know we're going to be making decisions, if we know that we have these things on the horizon, do we say, hell with it, let's just peg our military to Roswell, is that 4.7? And we start using up all our cash reserves. Well, we use up those cash reserves pretty darn quickly. And without having a clear understanding of what's going to happen. So you're right. Is that going to happen today? Is it going to happen in the next week? Is it going to happen in the timeline that we absolutely need it to happen in because we have deadlines to meet? No, it's not. So I'm encouraged that I think council's probably taken some of those first steps, and whoever is on council starting January 1st does take those seriously. And I'm encouraged that there are 11 people running for city council, including myself, because people are passionate about it. They want to see these problems fixed. And so I'm hopeful that whoever's on council will continue the effort to get those fixed. Off my soapbox now.
Well, I think that's very good. I think the only thought that comes to my mind is the proposal to do the referendum is great, but I think that personally, before you can answer that question, you need to answer the public safety question, because to me, the public safety has a priority over anything that happens with the lake. So that's something I would like to, I think should happen, but I think we need to have it happen after we have a clear picture of what's going to happen with public safety.
Agreed. It is a non-binding referendum.
Yeah.
Yes, that's all.
It is. Yeah.
It's like a big survey.
Any other questions?
More of a comment, not a question.
Yeah.
Well, I guess just from the people that I've surrounded myself with, I think where the heartburn or the uncertainty is we've got a budget, and that's always been predicated on what we've done the year before, with some tweaking and adjustments. And just right off the bat, as soon as a budget's approved, it's no good because of the unknown certainties, whether it's a street, whether it's a tree that falls, or who knows what it may be. I think where my concerns are, and again, a lot of people that I've been in contact with, is we've got a budget, and up until the point where it was really dissected, whether that dissection was properly done or improperly done, assumptions made, I don't really know. And again, I'm respectful of the fact that it's been published and we've had work sessions and everything. It just kind of skimmed on through, and all of a sudden one of our citizens, George, took it and kind of dissected it and started looking at it and say, really, we've been paying X for the number of years, and what have we done with that? We just kind of keep putting it to the side. And while I'm a huge believer of a rainy day, I'm also a believer of let's make prudent decisions based on the information that we have. It's obvious through whatever reasons that we're behind the gun with getting our millage rates set so that Fulton County can send out our tax bill. But I also believe that I'm not 100% in agreement with everything that George has dissected. But once you put that out there, a lot of people start reading it. There's a lot of areas and things that say, does this make sense, or are there ways to do this better? What I would like to see for consideration is put the brakes on the tax rate, put the brake on the military, put the brakes on the spending we're doing. We don't know what goes with the future holds, but look at some of the big things we have coming up at the city to discuss. We've got the possibility of outspending what we have. We've got the possibilities of going through our reserves at record pace or burn rate, who knows. We've got the big unknown. Are we going to be able to afford to stay a city? yes, this is a special place and it's worth having a place to stay and it's worth paying something extra, but at what point in time does it's worth paying something extra become such a burden that it's time to get out? And when I hear a representative of the city say, you know, if you can't afford to get out, that's just too bad, that saddens me. So what I guess in a roundabout way, I'm trying to say, how can we take a look at our budget, still continue as a city, which I'm a real big proponent of, how do we make the city work without taxing us to death and worrying about everything and just having frivolous tax and spend, create jobs, tax and spend, and spend, 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 or tax and save it just for a rainy day. So again, it's a fine balance there. But I guess if we can somehow come up with a millage rate that allows us to remain and function as a city, knowing that the taxes may go up, they may go down in the future once our future is held. I mean, I've heard numbers anywhere from $5,000 for the fire department to $800,000 for the fire department. And so I'm sitting here saying, well, that's kind of a big, that's a big variety, and that comes from a council person. But I'm saying, well, what does that mean? So is our millage rate going to be 9 this year and maybe 40 next year because we just don't know? If we can somehow put the brakes on the tax increase, and we can put the brakes on the millage rate possibilities going up, which one leads to the other. Sit back and take a look and analyze this budget. I know that you and George have had some wonderful conversations with regards to this could be wrong, this could be right. I think that we're just in a hurried up mode. Let's get this thing passed and we'll sort the budget out later. You hear the term kick the can down the road a lot in these meetings, whether it's with the lake or whether it's with this police blossom under the bridge, whatever it may be. I would like to see us stop, revenue neutral as a worst case, maybe lower the millage rate, somewhere between the 7 and the 8.86, whatever it may be, and give us time. We have a change coming in council. Maybe we do, maybe we don't, no one knows. But let's kind of take care of our things internally before we reach out to the public and say, we need more money, because it's just a thought, just to slow down the process a little bit, still send out the tax bill, still get a millage rate that's palatable until this can be figured out, as opposed to, well, here's the high millage rate, here's our taxes, and we'll figure out the budget next time it's due. Just a thought.
Yeah. Thank you. I don't have anything to add to that, because you basically said it all. but I will say that this hearing is for exactly that. Council has a choice. We want to leave it at 9.55, or we want to change it to revenue neutral or something low, something high. I don't know. I don't think anybody on council wants that. I hope. So what you're exactly right. This is what these are for. I don't think anybody else up here, including myself, is advocating that let's do this or let's do that. We're just merely presenting the facts at this point. And you know, George put together a great email. And to your point, he and I met a couple of days and we talked about a lot of things. I don't agree with every point that he has in there, but I think our aims are all the same. Just how we approach those are different in some of those instances. So.
All I was gonna say is, Bill, you make a very good point. And I hope that this election in November, every candidate, all 11, are required to state their position on how they see things going in the future and let the people decide who's going to best represent the will of the community. We're a small number in here today, but I think the vast majority of the people, if they make the effort to hear what you and everyone else that's running says, they will vote the way they want things to go. It's
good. It also just, as a side note, y'all are in a very unenviable position. Okay, so it's strictly business. It's nothing personal. It's strictly business. It's looking at the numbers, saying what do we need to function. And as a business owner, that's what I do every single day. Yeah. I have a budget, and I've got to live within that budget. And I can't go to my class. I can't go to my tenants. I can't go to my national stores and say, oh, by the way, I need more money because I didn't see this. So it's always a work in action. It's always moving. So thank you, but it's again a very unequal position for each and every.
All right, let's go with the slideshow just to get through that, and then save your question only because we have got a time commitment here. So I'm going to change the slide if that's okay.
because I've been waiting for that so I can go to the restroom while they talk.
Talk slow, Scott.
We've talked about this slide already to a large extent, but really putting numbers to paper. What I tried to do is I showed, okay, fair market value at specific levels, 100 to 500. And then this morning, for grins, I threw in George's example within his document. Assessed value, you know, they take 40% of that assessed value. That's what they do right off the bat. And then there's the homestead exemption. Your homestead, as we talked about earlier, is going to be different because of the floating homestead. On average, across all of Mountain Park, the homestead exemption is about 27.7%. Yours is going to be different. That gives a net assessment for taxes of whatever that line is based off of, where roughly your home falls. So what it would mean for, if you have homestead exemption, so let's just take the $200,000 example. At a 9.55, your homestead with a homestead exemption would be $552.37, assuming that your homestead was at 27.7%. Some are more, some are less. At a millage rate of 8.86, it would be $512 and change for a total annual difference of 39.91. So you can see how it adjusts. Now, using that average, in George's example, it's at $73.23. To your point, in George's example, someone's home value jumped drastically from one year to another. So that average changes the amount of homestead exemption that I have, so it would be different. But this is why council can't set a millage rate on specific individuals' homes. They have to do it on a cumulative basis. So regardless of whether we set the net revenue neutral at 8.86, your amount of taxes is likely going to change because it's based off the total average, and more specifically, based off your specific home. I'm pointing to you. Any questions?
Do you hear that?
I got you.
Next.
So, you know, this really goes back to the very first meeting. I think a lot of this has been talked about and circulated on social media and so forth. But when you go back and look at our history, right, we were down at 10.7, we went up to 13, we then started to move down, and it looks like we're continuing to try to move down. Roswell obviously has, for what I could find, 5.46, down to 4.96, now they're dropping down to 4.72. If you take their 2020 proposed fiscal year budget, right, you actually notice that they budget based off of 4.685. But then they end up setting a different millage rate. I don't remember what that last one was about. Oh, that was something that they were originally proposing at 4.955, if I remember right. Just one of the things that allows Roswell to be able to stay in a very specific range for years at a time, chunks, and can do, is what they call a stabilization fund. Right? We, as a city council and as a city, essentially have that in cash reserves. We just haven't called it out as an ordinance or specific ordinance, and there's been no regulation to say that this is a specific amount. To harken back to George Sima, he referenced very specifically this section within Roswell's budget. I think it's on page 42, if I remember right. Maybe it was 26, I don't remember exactly. Where Roswell set the stabilization fund at 25% of their total budget. If the city of Mountain Park were to do that as an example, and this is where George and I start to differ. We agree in the philosophy, we differ on the approach. But taking the assumption that the expenses that we put into this year's budget are roughly equal to what all the expenses will be for this year, that would come out to $129 that would be in cash reserves for a stabilization fund. City Mount, or the city of Roswell, for their public safety, is charging us $118,000 for public safety. That would eat up that stabilization fund right there. What would have to be done in order to, if we were to put it into an ordinance and say, it will stay at 25%, we eat up the reserves, it'd be gone. City Council, whatever the rate would have to be, would have to impose roughly a 4.5 millage rate to get that reserve back up. So let's assume that we drop down, point of view, because you mentioned George Slattery, general, I'm not talking to you. So let's make the assumption, right, that this had been in place, right, and we have a millage rate that everybody likes and agrees to. And all of a sudden we came in and said, you know what, we have this unexpected expense, completely ate up our entire stabilization fund, we got to increase the millage rate to 4.5%. Five point five mils. What would be the outcry then? If let's say if it was sitting at, I don't know, 6, and we jump back up to 10.5. So point being is that we have this cash reserve. We need to be judicious with it because of all the things we just talked about. We don't know what's on the horizon. We should look at a millage rate that perhaps slowly draws down the cash reserve until we have clear answers on what we want to do. If we were to do that at all, or say this is our budget, we're not going to spend any more than that, and if we need something, we will figure out where it comes from. These are all decisions the council needs to decide, and they're not even decisions that this council needs to decide, because on January 1st, there's going to be another council that needs to decide that. So, the stabilization fund, to address that specifically, is a great idea, it's a great philosophy, but it doesn't work in total for Mountain Park because our budget is so small that setting a level like 25%, which seems reasonable, isn't practical when you start thinking about some of those items long term. Does that make sense?
Next slide.
Yeah, please. Sorry, I waved when you were off. Okay, this is a line chart. Sorry. Anybody read that? 2010 vision? No? So, again, I think this is a bit irrelevant now, but it was part of a conversation that happened in the original military hearings. But we were talking about our budget, our revenues versus Roswell revenues and expenses and so forth. You know, again, we keep talking about how Roswell has this 4.7-something mill rate, and that's great for Roswell. And gosh, I wish we could have it too. But Roswell derives most of their funding from completely different sources. Roswell gets only 38%, almost 39%. Of their funding comes from property taxes. The rest of it comes from sales tax, business tax, franchises, and so forth. A lot of those things that we're talking about that Roswell derives their funding from, we also pay into. When we go to a restaurant, when we go to Target, when we go to Walmart, when we go to wherever, we pay those sales tax. We pay Roswell for those services, which is why when we do business at a business and that business has to pay a business tax to Roswell, that part of that tax is passed on to us and the prices that we pay, right? This is why the whole Roswell public safety issue is completely disingenuous to start with. But I digress, I'm not even going to go there. So, point being is that if you really looked at this, you could say, okay, there are a lot of things. Now, do we derive a lot of other revenue sources? Absolutely, right? We have the T-Sports, we have the SWATs, we have WAC, we have franchise fees that we get to collect. But a vast majority of our total expenses comes from our property taxes. So we gotta be cognizant of that. But all of you know that. You're here, you know that. So I'm preaching to the choir, I'm sure. That's all I got.
We got one more slide. Did you want to?
Yeah, so this isn't going to write anymore. We've talked about, again, back to the original presentation, what would we do with this money? A lot of the things we talked about, some of the things that were talked about was the Russell Road Bridge. Of course, absolutely, yes, we should be taking some, most of that money from T-Splos. That's what it's for, because it's a project. It's a, now, can we use it? That's got to be submitted and approved and a whole bunch of other things. We can't just say we're going to do this and suddenly start spending the money. There's a whole other process that has to go with that. We'll talk about increased security. I'm agnostic to that opinion.
What does that mean? I'm sorry. Increased security.
Increase from what?
We're going to have Barney Fife.
It's a popular idea. It's been floating around.
Yeah, so is they.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It was the idea that we might hire private security or off-duty cops to do more policing in Mountain Park during, you know, weekends, night hours, areas that we really aren't as covered by the Fulton County Sheriff's Department or code enforcement.
Technology.
Yeah.
Add to the lake restoration fund and the stabilization fund, which we've talked about, which maybe moved at this point. As far as the level and numbers, that's a council decision. So.
All right. Done.
I'm done.
All right. Get out of the way.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
Very good job, Scott.
Very good.
Jim, can I turn the meeting back over to you?
Yes, that's fine. All right, at this point, we'll take more questions from the audience. Now, real quick, I'm going to just indulge you for a second. Karen, is there anything you'd like to add to this conversation? Because you are in City Hall, you do see what could potentially be future needs that we're going to have to address.
Above and beyond what's already been noted, no.
Yes, okay, just want to make sure, because I do value your input. Yes, ma'am, you're next.
If I could make a correction, the money, we've been given state money through LMIG, which is Local Maintenance Improvement Grant, I believe. We've been given about $13,000 for Russell Road. I don't think that's going to come anywhere close to completing the work. It's possible that we can roll over that funding that we've already received and ask for more to complete the project. What I do know about Russell Road is that we will have to have a fair amount of engineering work before any type of bid can be put together.
Karen, correct my understanding. It's my understanding that T-Splos money specifically can be used for bridges and projects and infrastructure such as transportation infrastructure.
The current T-Splos money is being used for the six areas that were identified in the assessment survey that was prepared and updated, I think, as recently as 2018. All six of those projects will not be funded through the first round of the T-Splos that was approved. That's going to be the extension of the T-Splos will be on the November 2nd ballot for renewal, and we'll get to complete those projects if that T-Splos referendum is approved.
So for clarity, what needs to happen is, as a municipality, and all the municipalities within Fulton County, or as the T-Splos, needs to submit an advanced infrastructure transportation
which has been done.
Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that we can, that the municipality can then spend money on.
Yeah,
correct.
You can't change the.
Correct.
And that was done in 2018.
Well, what, almost 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Almost. That's why it's coming up for renewal.
Right.
And then the most recent was approved back in July, I think.
That was T-Splos 7, correct?
T-Splos, right.
Well,
Or did you have anything to add to that?
I just wanted to let everybody know that in order to get the bridge done, we have to issue an RFP, and we can't do that until the DOT sets aside and tells us what the language has to be in the RFP. And we've been waiting on them since March of 2020. They showed up 10 days ago and spent the entire day inspecting the bridge once again.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's one of the things we're going to get to. We haven't gotten their report yet, but at least they showed up to do the inspection, and now maybe we can get the RFP issued and get the work done.
We'll still have to have engineering work done before that happens, though.
We have to get the engineering stuff done.
Right, but we need that.
At least it's starting to progress. Yeah. It's been sitting on hold for 18 months.
Yep.
What's an RFP?
Request for a proposal.
All right, are there any more questions? And if you go home and you think about it, and you have something you'd like to ask, don't forget we have another public hearing at 6 p.m. this evening. So please join us again for that meeting. I want to add real quick on a positive note, not that anything was a positive note at this point. We got the signed documents back from Beezer, and they will be cleaning out the cove across the creek.